Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Boy, that was quick, GCN. What's going on down there? Got some strong coffee, huh? You guzzling it today or what? Folks, listen, there's, again, it's one of those days. We only have 1 hour. If I had 3 hours, it probably still wouldn't be enough, but we have a lot of information we want to dump on you. But it's interesting that, again, we heard during the break, every break, over the last 13 months, the propaganda being rained down on the people. Again, put this up against judgment, the judgments of God upon a disobedient people that refuse to keep his commandments in dealing with the propagandist. It's just a reminder that a genuinely deadly pandemic, it doesn't require 24/7 advertisements to remind you that it exists. Real pandemics don't need marketing campaigns and endless propaganda. But, again, let's keep it in perspective, friends. This is a psychological operation is what it is. Okay. Somebody just sent this in parallel to what I just said. And I'm going to probably hit it one day this week. Did you know that the 1918 Spanish flu, you know how it was sold to the people, right? For those that don't, it's history repeating itself to a T. History tells us that the 1918 Spanish flu killed between 50 to 100 million people. And at the time, medical and pharmaceutical sources described it as the most horrific disease process since the Black Plague of 1347. Okay, which killed an estimated 25 to 30 million people. Now, here's the kicker. You ready for this? In 1918, we're going to probably get to it again, as I said, sometime this week. The Spanish flu in 1918, I want you to listen to me carefully. The only people that died from this alleged Spanish flu, from what I'm seeing right here on CellMartGiano.com, are the ones that got vaccinated. The ones that died from the alleged Spanish flu that was sold to the people during that time, all wearing masks, the only ones that died were the ones that got vaccinated. I just wanted everybody to take a check on what's going on here again, because there's too many people still going along with the flow of the propagandists, okay? And you heard it during the break, and that's why I'm addressing it again, because I'm going to keep, every time it comes out, I'm going to combat it 10 times, okay? Because that's what we do here. Read Judges 6 when you get a moment. Now, before we get to that, I want to play a small portion of Defying Tyrants, and I want you to pay close attention as to who it's coming from. This is the teens standing up, stating that I will not wear the mask. I will not take the vaccine. I will resist evil. I will submit to God. Listen to this.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit.
So the kids are getting it.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
Little sweetie. As the arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth.
God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you.
Listen to these kids.
Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth.
Amen.
Punishment to the proud.
Amen.
Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
this. I hate the work of those who fall away.
My mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall stand.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of you.
Are on high forevermore.
Amen.
Behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
Amen.
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 I will defy tyrants.
Now, friends, I wanted you to see that because it goes back to what I said 23 years ago. I've been on the radio for about 17 years. Used to be on Salem Communications for some time over there before we jumped over to GCN. I've always said the young people are going to have to stand up and pay the price that the older refuse to pay. And now they are. Now, I know some may say, well, Bradley, this is just some little sweet emotional video that someone wanted to play or audio that someone wanted to play to move the emotions of the people. No, it really is coming to this. The young people are going to have to pay the price for what the older folks have left off. They forgot God and their posterity. Not only did they forget God, but they also forgot their children in many different ways. Read Luke 7:35 and you'll understand. Okay? Now, I want to bring this home because just this, well, actually it was just yesterday. I was going to say just this last weekend, I got a phone call from one of my friends in the Midwest. He does all of the sound. Regardless if it's Journey, if it's Kiss, if it's Motley Crue, if it's, you know, whoever, Steve Perry, Twisted Sister, the list goes on. He is the go-to guy. Country bands as well, Spanish bands as well. Everybody knows this guy if they're in the music industry. He called me up yesterday and he said, I want some statistics because I just got done doing an event there in Faribault, Minnesota, which he had set up. And what was interesting about it is he said, when I asked him, I said, so are you working again? Are things rolling out again? And he said, yep, I was just in South Dakota. And I said, well, who was playing? He told me the name of the band. And interestingly enough, he went on unsolicited, and he went on to tell me that there was over 1,000 people there that showed up. And he said, what was of interest, Bradley, is not one young person. He said, I didn't see one person wearing a mask. Not one person. He said, so I wanted to push your statistics just to see if they were true. So he started talking to the sound production team for the band that was playing. And he said, Bradley, every single one of them was on the same page that we're on. I said, this is what I'm telling you. I said, the only thing that's happening here is the mainstream media is trying to sell to the people that everybody's getting vaccinated when nothing could be further from the truth. Is that what you just found out? And that's what I asked my friend. He said, yes, it is. He said, I was so interested, I began to question people after the concert. Even homes. He would stop over on the side of the road and talk to homeowners in the country, in South Dakota. Are you going along with this vaccination? Are you going along with what you're seeing? Absolutely not, he was told. I'll hit more of it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to get back to what I was just stating to you during the last segment there. I have a friend. If I said his name in Minnesota, the Midwest, everybody would know who he is. But he used to be a guitar player for a pretty popular band here in the state of Minnesota, which operated out of Minnesota in the five-state area. And he does sound for, you name it. I don't care if it's a country band, a rock band, a metal band, a Spanish band, whatever the case is. He is the go-to guy, regardless of how big of a band or how small of a band that they may be a part of. And he was talking to me yesterday about, he called me for some statistics, and I gave him some more stats on what's going on here concerning this whole vaccination and this whole propaganda campaign aimed at the people on a global basis, and he knows it to be a fraud as well. And with that said, he had told me that he just did sound for a bigger band in South Dakota, and there's 1,000 people that showed up, and he said not one person. Now, keep in mind, they're younger people. Not one person had a mask on. Not a one, okay? And what's interesting is he said, I started talking to everybody. I talked to their sound crew. I wanted to talk to their production crew. And he said, Bradley, every single one of them were on the same page as we are. And I said, well, of course they are. I said, but that doesn't work for what the mainstream narrative that they want to set. That doesn't work for that narrative now, does it? No, it doesn't. See, they want to tell you that everybody's getting it. Just over the last weekend, I believe that they told you through the propagandists and the useful idiots over at the CIA-controlled media that there are over 100 million people that have been vaccinated. Well, we'll know the truth of the matter at the end of the day, but I can tell you that is embellished big time. But what would you expect from a bunch of fraudsters? Ephesians 4:14, right? Well, you're getting same of this. You're getting some more of the same that they've been selling you, friends. And the fact of the matter is, you're being lied to on a major, major scale. Okay, because we see again on a global basis where people are saying no to this. I also want to highlight one of the things that we heard during the right before the first segment there on the conservative outlets yesterday's You know, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, right? Matthew 5:13, they're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot. And so those are the people that I'm highlighting here. But they talked about Gretchen Whitmer, talking about how there's a spike in COVID. I played last week on Saturday. I played it on Friday from Dr. Martin, showing you that this is a fraud from start to finish. We played it not once, but we played it twice. And, of course, we get some guy from California calling in and saying he just got both of his shots with a smile on his face. Well, we'll see how that fares for you. I hope nothing bad happens. But according to many doctors, they're predicting that things are going to start taking effect concerning those that took vaccinations in the up and coming days, weeks, and months. And we'll see if they're true concerning their predictions, yay or nay. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it's absolutely amazing to me how very few are actually getting their shots, yet the mainstream media wants to sell it to you like everybody is. I just, again, want to make clear, friends, it's not true. And I wanted to play the video during the first segment to show you that it's the young people standing up against it. But going back to Gretchen Whitmer and that of Michigan, friends, the only reason she's saying that there's another spike of COVID-19 is because she wants absolute control, and that's all they have to do is say COVID-19 virus spikes, man, they're hitting Michigan like crazy, and yet she was inundating her state with mandates that were completely unconstitutional, said the Supreme Court, not once, not twice. But the fact of the matter is, it just shows you that she wants absolute control. And again, and here you have the tail wagging the dog. You have the exceptional devil, Gretchen Whitmer, just highlighting the fact that there's a spike in virus, COVID-19 virus, and it's spreading like crazy. There's that spike again, right? And what does she do? She comes right behind it, and she garners more control that she's never been given, only by the foolish. And the religion of the ignorance begins in what? It begins in those that don't know the difference and they submit themselves to the tyrant that wields more control over them, namely their chains. That's how you make slaves, okay? So anyways, with that said, friends, that was kind of my intro, and I'm just shooting from the hip right now because, again, I believe it's that important that we as a people take heed to actually what is actually happening, not being told as to what is happening by those that are setting the narrative over and over and over again. So without further ado, friends, what we are going to be doing here is we're going to get over to the main topic. Look at these criminals profiting from inciting domestic insurrection once again. And again, Americans, it's up to you to put a stop to this because nobody's going to do it for you. You just got to come to terms with the fact of the matter. And that is the fact of the matter. Because, again, nobody's going to do it for you, what God commanded you to do. And out of gratitude and love for what Jesus did for us on the cross, we shouldn't have to be told as to what we need to do here. A common sense says if someone's trying to break into your house, that you respond. You deal accordingly, right? But is that what we're seeing today? Nope. We're just seeing a bunch of sheeple just going right along with it to their own demise and what is happening. It's not good as to what's happening here. Okay, so let's get over to this topic again, because what is happening, friends, is we have the Black Lives Matters once again. Let me give it to you firsthand from experience. A couple of years ago, we were at the Minnesota State Fair. We've had a booth there going on 14 years now. And they were trying to sell to the people that there was riots going on at the Minnesota State Fair. Well, what they didn't realize is we are on national radio, and I was right in the center of what they were trying to tell the people, which in fact wasn't true. And so I came back, and I got on the radio, and I told everybody in the country during that time, and I told them, listen, what you're being told by the mainstream media here in Minnesota is absolutely not true. And I said, as a matter of fact, let me show you how low their numbers are, in fact. I said they had a Black Lives Matters booth right in the center of the Minnesota State Fair. Okay? Right in the center of the Minnesota State Fair. And I said the booth was smack dead in the center. There's 3 million people that go through the Minnesota State Fair every day, and it goes on for 12 days. So that means there's 100-some thousand people, I believe, that show up every day at the fair. So there was a lot of people there. Folks, there was one person at the booth, right smack dead center of all of the traffic going back and forth. Where was the support? There wasn't any support. Friends, What is there, 3 to 5 members of Black Lives Matters, and the mainstream media pushes them like there's so many people that are a part of this Marxist, right, this devilish group that is being used to subvert the U.S. Constitution once again. Folks, the numbers are not true. You're being lied to, okay? The media gives life to these liars. And once the cameras are off Black Lives Matters, there's absolutely zero support. And the only people giving them support are those that don't realize that they are helping dig a hole that we are all going to fall into if we don't realize what's taking place here. I want to play some audio for you. I'll play it out as much as I can. I just got to be frank with you, friends. I would love nothing more than for Bill O'Reilly to pull me up on his radio show. Or his television program. I'm not a big fan. I think what he does is he likes to set people up and he wants to bully them. And if you ever seen some stuff with him off camera, he's really truly a vile man. Okay? But again, I want to show you what we told you long before O'Reilly claims that they had shared with you. But I'm glad that he shared it with you, and I'm not trying to put out his light. He's done that for himself several times. I'm, again, just not a big fan. So I'm going to play as much as I can during this segment before the hard break, and then when I come back, I'm going to play some more for you. But I want you to check this out.
We reported first, and now it's all over.
Okay, GCN, you're going to have to turn that up, please.
Black Lives Matter Global Foundation are Marxists. And I give these three women credit. They didn't lie about it. They're not trying to hide it. Their names are Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Smith. They are in Los Angeles. All right? Now, they want to overthrow the system in the United States of America. They want capitalism. They want communism. This is who is running the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. There is no doubt about it. No question. The ladies admit it. Here is a partial list of corporations who are donating money to people who want to overthrow the government. See, Black Lives Matter is using the racial strife to drive their Marxist communist agenda. That's what they're doing. It's very shrewd. Because the press will not report that. Here are the corporations. Cisco, $5 million. Microsoft, $1.5 million. Amazon, $10 million. Gatorade, $500,000. Deckers Outdoor Furniture or something, $500,000. Unilever, $350,000. Nabisco, Ritz, $500,000. Microsoft, $1.5 million, I said that. DoorDash, $1 million. Intel, $1 million. Warner Music.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll come right back to this piece in particular, and I will finish this piece, friends. But it shows you that we, again, are doing this to ourselves. Advertently, inadvertently, it matters not. Numbers 32:23. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes an accidental discharge led to the police shooting death of Dante Wright. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting from Sunday afternoon.
During this encounter, however, the officer drew their handgun instead of their taser. For informational purposes, we train with our handguns on our dominant side and our taser on our weak side.
It showed Wright struggling with police as he was being put in handcuffs. The officer shouting taser to warn of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead of her taser. The Minnesota National Guard already called up and still on high alert as riots and looting took place in Brooklyn Center Sunday. Hawaii and California are taking steps toward vaccine passports, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Some health experts are worried that Michigan's surge in COVID-19 cases among younger people could be a sign of things to come across the U.S. Dr. Richard Besser with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation tells NBC's Today Show.
That variant that was found in the UK is very concerning. It spreads easier. It is more deadly. And I worry when I see states letting up. You know, Dr. Fauci was saying it is premature to declare victory, especially when we see cases going up in a number of states.
Uber says rideshare bookings are up sharply for March. Uber saying ride requests increased by 9% for the month, which is the highest level since the pandemic began a year ago. Uber Eats recording $52 billion in sales for March, more than double from the previous year. Uber saying consumer demand for rides continues to rise as more and more people are vaccinated from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, all information, links to who we are, what it is that we do, link you right back to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're getting, folks, we got so many offers right now as far as people inviting us to come out to their particular cities and states. If you would like that to happen, you know, if it lines up on a tour, we'll make it happen. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that when you're over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you'll find over there is obviously 10 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. And on the right side of that page, you will find the social media platforms. And once you go over to the social media platforms, friends, that's all you need to do is click onto it and join us on Top Chat. And as you join us on Top Chat, there you have it. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms there as well. Now, if you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. I didn't mean to get to it so late. Just had a lot to cover before I got to this point. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. I want to remind you one more time before I get back over to this audio video, friends. You heard during the break again. Did you hear how they snuck in, the propagandists snuck in, vaccine passports? Okay, in California and New York. See how they're going from coast to coast? This is all pre-planned garbage. You're going to have to resist. You're going to have to defy. You're going to have to deal with the corrupt politicians while you have the time to do it. Amos 6:3. Okay? With that said, friends, let's get back over to the issue in which we're highlighting right now. Look at these criminals profiting from inciting domestic insurrection. I just highlighted, friends, that at the Minnesota State Fair, 3 million people go through the state fair over a 12-day period. Black Lives Matter booths right in the center of it. One person there. And by the way, I wasn't looking for it. I just walked by it and I thought, man, the way the media makes these guys out to be, they're the coolest thing since sliced bread and everybody's supporting them. No, they're not. They're a Marxist organization. Okay? John 8:44. They're another subversive organization being used to pit the people of color one against another. And I'm telling you right now, friends, this is a thing of the past. White power is as dangerous as black power. They keep playing the victim just like any other subversive organization when, in fact, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're perpetuating the crimes, okay, by playing the victims. I want to show you who is supporting Black Lives Matters, and I got some more information I'm going to dump on you before the end of the show today. So let's get back over to this, Judah, and give it to them. There you go.
Tom's Shoes, $100,000. Airbnb, $500,000. Partial list. So these corporations are basically funding a communist movement.
American corporations funding a communist organization in America. Nothing new. ACLU, SPLC, the list goes on.
They don't know. And they don't care to know. Why don't they care to know? Because they want a virtue signal. They want to tell all the world, we are so noble. We believe in social justice. We believe that there's terrible things that have to be confronted in America. So we're going to give millions Black Lives Matter Global Foundation. It is beyond belief. But everybody thinks corporations are smart. They're not. They're run by mostly sycophantic, frightened morons. I am so happy that I run my own now and I don't have to work for a corporation. I'll never work for a corporation again. So anyway, just to bring you up to speed, the Black Lives Matter Global Network is not a nonprofit. All of these corporations give them millions and millions of dollars, but it goes to Thousand Currents in Oakland because that is a nonprofit. So the money goes over there to be laundered. All right, and then it comes back. 71%. 71% of all of these millions of dollars goes to the three women.
Are you listening?
Consult
three women
who can be their mom.
71% of the millions that go to them from the corporations go into their pockets.
This is
okay. Everybody, get that with me? I hope you did, because do you see how this works? Corporations are supporting these organizations to their own demise. Here, I just want to say this to people that are foolish enough to get caught up into the whole debate of color. Hey, listen, God likes variation. I don't care what color you are. The bottom line is we're all in this together. Acts 17:26. Okay? Number one. Number two, it's a good thing Jesus didn't come into the world to save our skin. He came into the world to save our souls and from our sin. Not to keep adding to our sin, but from our sin. Matthew 1:21. But here you have these useful idiots. The mainstream media pushes this divisiveness more than anybody else. And what are they doing? They're pitting each other one against another. That's what they're doing. Why? Because they want to defy. They want to weaken the nation. Okay? And it's easier when people are divided. And who's responsible for it more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians? Nobody. Americans, can I ask you a question? When are you going to deal with the mainstream media? And when are you going to deal with corrupt politicians who continuously create domestic insurrection? I need to know. Because I am just curious to no end. I'm just curious to no end. I truly am. Some time ago, it was actually in 2020, in August 25th, I wrote an article called The Devil is Always Found in the Details, about building power. Okay? It's about building a divisive organization to continuously play the victim when, in fact, they are perpetrating the crime, like the homosexuals, like Muslims that mean to come in and conquer. And the list goes on, folks. And the list goes on. You know, it was Martin Luther King that was right when he said black power is as dangerous as white power, and it truly is. And what I want to highlight really quick, friends, before I get over and show you how wealthy these three women are that head up this Marxist organization called Black Lives Matter. There's probably 10 members in the whole organization. Am I being facetious? Yeah, a little bit. But folks, these are Marxists, okay? They are devils is what they are. And when I show you the things that I'm going to show you, you're going to understand clearly as to why they are doing what they are doing. They're profiting from domestic insurrection. They're profiting from rioting. Now I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but let's get over to this. Okay. I just want to give you a couple quotes. This is Patrice Coolers, one of the founders of Black Lives Matters movement. She said in her own words, the movement that the media gives to them, because without the media, there is no movement. And I can tell you story after story of personal testimony of firsthand experience seeing this right in front of my eyes. Okay. But this is what Patrice said. She said, the first thing I think is that we actually have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia, in particular, are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. This is what she said. It's not like they're hiding this. So when you see the media push Black Lives Matters, especially putting themselves in the position of the victim, you better understand who's pulling the strings behind the corporations, namely the mainstream media. You better understand that this is the mind of the enemy. Black Lives Matters is the mind of the enemy. These women are simply being used to be, being used as a political battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. Let me give you another one here, okay? Imagine being unbothered by a group of radicals that seek to overthrow the U.S. system of government and replace it with communism, okay? This is what the Black Lives Matters organization wants, and they admit it. They are anti-capitalism. So we need to get them a one-way ticket over to Russia, and they can stay there. That's probably not going to work out very well with them, though. Okay. But Elisa Garza said, we need to build a different kind of movement. This is the same talk coming from CARE. This was the same talk coming from organizations that George Soros has planted, over 202 in the United States of America. It's time for you to work, America. It's time for you to get busy, because your enemies are on the left, they're on the right, they're in front of you, and they're behind you right now. What an opportunity you have. Elisa Garza goes on, and she said, it's not just by opposing what is wrong, what is fascist. They have no idea what they're talking about, friends. They are dumb as rocks, literally, Romans 1:22. What is xenophobic? What is racist? Browbeating dissenters, that's all that word is used for. She said, what is capitalist, imperialist about our president-elect? It's not about just opposing those things, and it's not just about opposing him, but it's also very much about organizing and building power. Building power to do what? To destroy. It's an anti-American movement, okay? People say all the time, well, I watch the news because I want to see what the bad guys are doing. Well, I just gave it to you. Now, what are you doing about the bad guys? They're also an anti-freedom of speech, and they don't want your dissent. Patrice Cooler said, hate speech, which is what we are seeing come out from white nationalist groups, is not protected under the First Amendment. Oh, but it does when it works for you, right? Do you see how this works, friends? So white nationalist groups that they're probably highlighting are operating outside of their scope of their Bill of Rights, their constitutional rights as well, as that of Black Lives Matters. She said, if you dare to reject this Marxist ideology, Black Lives Matters will use violence to forcibly impose their ideology on you and our nation. I'm going to give you a couple more quotes, friends. Some of this stuff is just outrageous, and it's right in front of your face, so you can understand that the mainstream media and corrupt politicians are standing with those that mean to upend your U.S. Constitution. But I've been saying this for 17 years. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to give you some more quotes, and then I'm going to give you some information that's probably going to jack you up. That's youth talk for getting mad. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, we got the numbers online right now, but it's real quiet. What's going on, guys? Is it because it's Monday? If that's the case, I get it. But I got to come in here supercharged every day. That's just exactly what we do here. And I want to give you the answers to the issues, okay? And they're only found in the Word of God. They're only found in the U.S. Constitution if we're willing to be the strength of the Constitution. Also wanted to give you one more shout-out. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to the middle of the page and go to the third video on the right. Subscribe to us. We are going to be live streaming there from this point on, hopefully starting tomorrow. Okay, starting tomorrow, and it will be on Rumble. That will be our live feed from this point on. Subscribe over there as well, friends, because, again, it will always come to you from that point on, Lord willing. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page over there. Go ahead and check it out. Click onto it and join us on social media platforms. Same thing on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting, I did an article in August 25th of 2020, the devil is always found in the details about building power. And again, it's about Black Lives Matters, and I'm not the one that said it. They continuously say it, okay? They are a communist organization. They found a handful of useful idiots that mean to go ahead and incite domestic insurrection by playing the victim, just like the radical homosexual lobby, just like the radical Muslim lobby, just like any other organization, friends, that plays the victim. You can always keep in mind, friends, they are the ones that are perpetrating the crime. Just ask me, because I've been at war with these people for 23 years. And I've been highlighting who's guilty of the crimes. And just think about this. The mainstream media and corrupt politicians are hand in glove with Black Lives Matters to try to give it life. Life that it does not have outside of the mainstream media. I think there's a whole whopping 10 members, which has doubled since last summer, in Black Lives Matters. Remember, they want you to feel that there's more of them than there really is. That's how they browbeat you into submission, when in fact, again, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. So let's get back to this. Patrice Coolers, the first thing that I think is that we actually have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. Okay, America, she just told you that she is an enemy to this country, okay? One guy named Hawk Newsom, this was his name, or is his name, he is the president of the Greater New York Chapter of Black Lives Matters. He said, if this country does not give us what we want, then we will burn down the system and replace it aright. I had the video, had the audio for you. Of course, that was scrubbed by YouTube, because their compliance, their accomplices in this conspiracy, and don't think it's not a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, it's an absolute conspiracy. And so this is what he said. Let me say it again. I just want you to hear his threatening tone. This is the president of the Greater New York Chapter of Black Lives Matters, Hawk Newsom. If this country does not give us what we want, then we will burn down the system and replace it aright. I didn't make that up. And I'm not making it up. Breitbart just reported yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, that Marxist Black Lives Matters co-founder bought 4 homes since 2016. Look at her. Does she not look like a debased individual, 1 Kings 13:33, that could be used in the hands of ill-designing men, cunning men? Absolutely. And you know what's funny? She actually thinks they're on her side. No, what she doesn't know is the history of communists is they use these people. And these people, because they'll betray their own people, like this woman from Black Lives Matters, for the money, like Judas, Luke 22:48, these are the first people she does not know from history. This is history. They're the first people lined up against the wall once the communists take over and killed, because the communists can't even trust them. The devil can't even trust them, right? But she's got 4 homes, friends. 4 homes. She is profiting from riots. Why, you have to ask yourself the question, why is the media and politicians trying to win your sympathies to the likes of these people who admit who they are? Patrice Kahn, well, that must be her new Muslim name, right? Coolers, one of the co-founders of the Black Lives Matters movement and a trained Marxist, is reported to have bought 4 homes over the past several years as her activist profile grew and protests raged around the country. So I just taking the mask off. This is what we do here, right? This is who these people are. And I just want to encourage people to understand that they don't have the support of the people outside of these corporations that are helping dig a hole, not just for the American people, but for themselves and for their children. One thing I agree with what Bill O'Reilly just said is they're stupid. Folks, stupid is not a demeaning word in the sense of I'm saying it like a slang word against them because I'm trying to put their light out. That's not what I'm doing. The word stupid means dull and insensible. Check it out. Webster's 1828. They're stupid people. They don't care about their people. This is about them. That's why they're taking 71% of the millions of dollars these three women are that are the head of Black Lives Matters, and they're splurging it on themselves. They're not splurging it on the people, friends. They don't care about the people. They care about themselves. You know, I was hoping to have a little more time because you guys all know who Colin Kaepernick is, right? Remember, he's the new civil rights hero, the oppressed victim of circumstance. Matter of fact, Colin Kaepernick said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Wow, that's crazy. Oppressed? Really, Colin? Colin's life proves just the opposite. Folks, he signed a $114 million contract with the NFL. Did anybody pay attention to that? Oppressed? Really? I thought that was water under the bridge. It is. The sins of the father don't follow the children, but apparently in the minds of these people, they do. And what's also interesting to note about Colin Kaepernick, he was raised by white parents. Did you know this? Did you know that? For the sake of time, did you also know, speaking of these oppressed people, that Colin Kaepernick, the new civil rights leader, allegedly is representing, isn't it interesting that the National Football League has 68% black football players, 28% white? Wait a second, I thought he said they were the oppressed people. Oh my goodness, if I was to fall into that argument, of course. Okay. I'm saying there is no debate in none of this because I don't see any of this race baiting anywhere outside of what I see if I'm passing or if I'm sitting in a restaurant or passing by a TV in a hotel room. Okay. Did you know that the National Basketball Association has a 74.4% black ratio? Did you know that? Just wanted to make sure you did. Did you know that there's 23.3% of the NBA basketball players that are white? Oppressed. Colin goes on and says, to me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder. Huh. I'm just not seeing that. I see just the exact opposite. I see a lot of favor going on here. No objections here. Man, we're in this together. Acts 17:26. We're not playing the race card. Divide and conquer. Remember Jesus said in Mark 3:25, a house divided against itself will not stand. But you have these useful idiots like Colin Kaepernick that will open his ignorant mouth and read from the likes of a, well, teleprompter, just like his daddy. Did you also know that during a press conference where this useful idiot, Colin Kaepernick, came into play, Colin added insult to injury to his own message by wearing a T-shirt which had photographs of the 1960 meeting of, you ready for this, former Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X that read, like minds think alike. He just told you who he was. So do I need to add to this? No, I don't. So enough said with all that. Just wanted to give that information to you so you don't fall victim to their next dangerous ideology, their next lie, from the propagandists and the useful idiots. Okay, with that said, I want to let you know that this Saturday we are going to be protesting in the state of Minnesota, Menards, the fascist Menards, who somehow or another has garnered authority unto themselves to do what the governors have no constitutional authority to do. So what we're doing is we're garnering people right now for the state of Minnesota. We know that in Michigan right now they are going to simultaneously be protesting Menards. We got people coming from South Dakota. If you'd like to be a part of that, 1-866-233-0747. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.